rigor warning. This episode contains executive language and business terms that some listeners may find offensive and or too successful for their ears. Look out, it's a man on a fucking horse! Wait. That's no horse. That's a podcast. And that's no man. That's a Kevin. Yes! It must be the webcast. Woohoo! Yeah! Woo! Energy, guys! Energy! Yeah! Feel good! Come on! Feel good! Feel good! Yes! It's the second episode. Big delays, guys. Real world problems, as yours truly has been on assignment since I last recorded a world-class podcast. I've actually been in the Ukraine teaching our fellow executives in the Donbas on how to still reach 100% marketing potential and dodge incoming fire from Russia. It was very rewarding. But enough of me. Well, for a second anyways, as this is the startup episode, the definitive guide to becoming solo, successful, sales, selling, seller, superhuman, startup, executive paradigms of the 21st century in space. Well, maybe in space, but you get where I'm coming from. I'm going to be talking about important analysis shortly, about success and how we got there to success. But first, I want to share with you a great foundation of success that was taught to me years ago in a Southeast Asia / Philippines, which was actually named after the deceased Prince Philip, I am told. I want you all to just listen. That's right, stop what you are doing. And if you are listening whilst driving, pull over right now. It doesn't matter where, just do it. You're allowed to, you're an executive. Because what we're about to do is executive yoga. Yep, right here, right now, feel good, come on, feel good. Okay, my Kevinicious, I want you to breathe. Not just there, but successful air. And while you're doing it, I want you to make yourself tiny. That's it, go on, just, you know, do it. Make yourself tiny, a seed, that's it. A tiny, tiny seed.
Executive decisions.
Tiny, 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 tiny seed.
Success.
Make your whole body furl up into a really, really small ball. A little seed. A tiny, little, weeny little seed of inconsequence.
Business to business growth.
And hold it. Hold it.
Success channel.
Hold. Hold.
Success, yeah.
And expel. Breathe out and in.
Money.
But expel unsuccessful air and breathe in successful air.
Mark.
Yes. Now, I want you to imagine your seed being watered and warmed by the sunlight of my intuition, Kevintuition, if you will. Feel my warm rays, my cold, fresh water. Can you feel it? And there it is. Yeah. Feel good. Feel good. You're feeling my warming, life-affirming success fluids. I want you to grow. That's it. Slowly unfurl your limbs, your arms, things like that. Feel the success in every cell in your body responding to my command. And grow. Stretch your limbs out and up. Up, up, up and away. away from failure, away from family time, away from friends, away from leisure, away from all the things that stop your success. Reach out with your fingers. Come on, stretch your fingers out. Reach out and touch me. I'm success. Now I want you to start standing tall. All that nourishment has affected your growth, and you are now a proud sapling of executive wonder. You are about to become a mighty oak, the most successful tree in history. Feel your amazing spine becoming a tree, root zipping into the world of market, sales funnels and or channels. Keep growing. Tall. Tall. Taller. Very tall. Taller than you are now. Taller than that, you mouse. Reach for the stars, guys. Climb every mountain high and reach for the stars. Not the clouds, guys. They are unsuccessful. The stars. Reach for them. That's what makes oak trees really grow. Come on, tickle the feet of Jesus, guys, because by now you should be standing tall. Arms up, legs akimbo, but firm. Yes. This is your first power stance. Yes. This stance not only looks powerful, it is power. You are literally channeling the executive powers of the entire universe in your body. And relax. Shake your limbs. Come on. Do a little twirl. And that's it. Nice. Feel good, guys. Oh, feel good. Feel good. Come on. What a great way to start. Okay, so, startups. It's a modern thing, right? Wrong. Because every single company ever was once a startup. Yeah, you name it. Facebook. Check. Thomas Cook. Sainsbury's. Yep. Even world-class brands like Wegata. I'm going to present a couple of case studies to really get under the skin of startups. Like, why? Why startup? Why? Guys, I am so pumped to say this! Why is the most important question you can ever ask an executive field discipline? Why? Yes, why? Yeah, but why? No startup, no why. Why? Because it's an important question. Why start up? You know, why bother? Exactly. If it's a great startup, that answer will fall into your lap magically like a cat being thrown by some fairies. Okay, so let's take a startup case and let's examine it. Let's say an app. An app for, oh, I don't know. Off the top of my head, an app for, say, hot air balloons designed for horse users like myself. Yes, I have a horse. His name is Nathan. Actually, that is him at the start of the show. But guys, I also love hot air balloons. And so does Nathan. And you know, I would just like to share that experience with him. And that's a why right there. Then another why. It's going to make lots of money because it's never ever been done. It's a world first. And generally, horses like baskets in my experience. And I am experienced. So, why? Why? It's important, that's why. Before I move on to my next intense case study dojo, here's a word from our sponsors. Check it out, guys. This is what success sounds like.
Are you an alpha male? Are you looking for excitement and adventure? Do you want to fight off wild animals whilst your wife acts traditional in the kitchen making succulent meals?
Have you been craving a package holiday featuring the aforementioned stuff?
Then look no further! Transafari offers you a log cabin in a highly dangerous wildlife area. Bears, wolves, lions, and angry deer are all yours to fight. Choose a weapon, from baseball bats to RPGs. Your holiday, your call.
All our holidays are apt to protect it.
Call 0800-888-888-887 now. You degenerate soy lover.
Do you live by a water feature? Are you inundated with ducks? Then there's good news. Because...
We buy any duck. We buy any duck. From mallard ducks to the lady ones, we buy any duck.
That's right.
We buy any duck humanely, and we then either sell them on, cash them in for a new duck, or we sell them humanely again to restaurants. WeBuyAnyDuck.com. 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 Big energy, guys. Yeah. Woo. Feel good. Come on. Energy. 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 Okay, we are absolutely smashing it, guys. Our next case study in our startup dojo is going to be intense. Yep, a real nerve and pant shredder. Because guys, this one reads like a true crime story. So brace yourselves. Picture this. A loan exec is finishing up late. Again, say 2:30-ish. That's AM, guys. I mean, that's not late by my standard. That's perfectly reasonable. And I'm back in by 5 AM. Anyway, they walk across the executive's only car park to their high-end Mercedes. Now, this exec knows they are last exec standing. So why? Why is there another vehicle in an adjacent parking space? As the exec gets closer, and not much closer, because most execs have sniper vision, they realise, with utter horror, that it isn't an exec model car. In fact, it's a shitty Nissan with a Snoopy sticker on the back. As the exec approaches the strange and undesirable vehicle, they realise the awful truth. That a terrible crime has been committed. A deed so heinous that only an absolute psychopath could have perpetrated it. For in the dashboard, in plain sight, a permit for the general staff car park. You look further. It's for a team leader in call center operations. Yep. It's not an exec role. It's enough to make you physically sick. This is absolute chaos. If only there was a way to end this madness. Well, now there is. Yes. A group of brave execs have come up with a startup using military-grade drone technology and facial recognition to try and identify these bad actors who, you know, act in bad faith and are literally stealing our executive privilege. Apparently, the facial recognition is so advanced, it can recognize executive features and can tell the difference between a successful face and one that's, say, on hourly pay. I mean, it's a yes from this executive healer guru. It's a yes. 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 Woo! Yes, so we are killing it, guys. Killing it. A bit crazy, this one, but it's a mind blower. What if I, you know, yeah, kicked it old school, yeah? Yeah. I'm fucking Melbourne, yeah. Oh, hi. It's me. Kevin. Yeah, Kevin. And I'm a bit busy. Being successful. And, you know, I'm thirsty. And a bit hungry. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm far too successful to be both. Yeah? Yeah. Well. Cake drink.
Cake drink.
Cake drink.
Cake drink.
Yes. Yes. It's a cake and a drink. In fact, it's both. And let me tell you, it's going to absolutely smash it. I've had an email from the creator, Gendra Biscuit Daniels, who says, "Hi, Kevin. Thank you for your inquiry. I am currently and will review my inbox once I'm back. You can reach out on my Substack or Reddit. Anything urgent, try LinkedIn. Regards, Gendra, she, her, they." Absolutely the most impressive email. She even uses exec slang, which I am a big believer in. In fact, I do a 9-hour workshop on executive language and jargon. Just reading this tells me one thing. Cake drink will be fucking massive. Well, guys, woo! Feel good, woo! Energy! Intense, yeah? Yeah. Go have a cup of tea and a lie down. Because we made it. Tune in for more tales from the Success Keeper, your friendly neighbourhood Kevangelist. Until next time, walk with me.
Main theme is by Matt Pop. Go and check him out. He is very successful. Everything else is by yours truly, Kev Weaving, and a little help from his audio team, who he has actually coached on being very successful. Keep walking with me.